Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We are kicking off the third hour. Phones are open. 603-283-6160. We've been talking about some economic-related stuff, specifically the ongoing assault, the attempt to destroy the cryptocurrency industry by the U.S. federal government. They've taken down an exchange I'd never heard of called Biaxi. They were based out of Chicago. They went out of business this week, and then the SEC targeted them. We also heard from CEX.io in a ridiculously worded statement explaining to their users why they will no longer be accepting bank transfers or allowing.
I think the government wrote that statement for them. I don't think anybody outside of government can write that way, although they are bankers, so it's almost the same thing.
Well, I wouldn't call the exchange operators bankers. They're kind of wannabe bankers to some extent.
Yeah.
They're not quite there yet. They don't have the. They're not going to guarantee a bailout. They're being targeted
by the
government.
They're not guaranteed a bailout, but I bet a lot of them have lent out more than they have.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I feel like there is some connection between bankers and the exchanges, because if there wasn't a connection there, they probably would be in the same situation as you guys were.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are probably some banker's disposable friend who, you know, they have an in with the banks and they won't be seen in, together in public because the banker couldn't have that, but he wants to heat some dollars, and who wouldn't in the, today?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I got one more for you here, and this one's going to be a little familiar to you, nobody. Bittrex, one of the U.S.-based exchanges, one of the few U.S.-based exchanges, is also announcing, without SEC operation against them, per se, that we know of at least, that they're going to be go ahead and closing down their U.S. operations. They posted this on Twitter today that, quote-unquote, this is the same line, by the way, used by some of the other guys, due to continued regulatory uncertainty, we have made the difficult decision to wind down our U.S. operations effective April 30th. So at least they're giving people a month to get out. The other exchange that we talked about was like, yeah, you got to be gone by Monday.
There was a time when people chose to do business in the United States over every other jurisdiction, even though labor was more expensive, electricity was more expensive, a lot of real estate was more expensive, but they chose to do business in America because they were they were afraid of the regime risk, which is what economists call it, of the tin pot dictators. Well, now the U.S. government's become one of the worst tin pot dictators in the world, and that's going to be a huge opportunity for people who are other places.
The options are slimming down. We were trying to count during the break how many other crypto exchanges still exists in the United States. You got Coinbase, you got Kraken. Kraken already bent the knee to the regulators, and they paid $30 million. Of course, they thought they were going to have to pay more if they went to court, so you can kind of understand why, but who knows if they're going to come back at them with something else. Coinbase is being sued by the SEC right now. Binance.us is the U.S. extension of the International Binance Exchange, and Binance is being targeted internationally by the CFTC. So those are all three of those have already been hit. What else is left? Local Bitcoins is closing down. What other, you know, actual crypto exchanges are still in business? Bittrex is closing down now. That will accept wire transfers, bank transfers from U.S.-based banks.
It's not, you know, and people might be thinking, oh, good, you know, they're shutting down the scammers or something like that. But the problem is this isn't really specific to Bitcoin and crypto. It's the regulations are harming everybody. They're pushing business out of the United States. It's just one example of it. And, you know, another example I personally think about is the tariffs, 25% tariff. What do you think happens if you're a manufacturer in the United States and you import goods, raw materials, and then you build something and then you want to export it? Well, you're now 25% higher than the competition.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
That's what agorism is for. Doing things on a small scale tends to be more expensive. But if your so-called legitimate rivals are bound up in the chains of tyranny, you know, and you're willing to just ignore that regulation, it might be an opportunity for you. Just don't try to be an activist and an agorist at the same time.
Unfortunately,
that can land you in prison.
Unfortunately, that often doesn't work, just ignoring regulations, because, for example, if you're importing goods or if you are even if you're not, like, for example, take food, like, think about something you can do, like a farmer. A farmer is competing with subsidized, product, which means it costs.
They don't subsidize weed much.
Well, that's true. You could potentially get into certain industries if you're willing to ignore the regulations or the laws or whatever.
There's regulated weed out there.
As they get worse and worse about regulating the hell out of every innocent pursuit, that's more and more opportunities for people who don't have very much to say, well, I got nothing to lose, so I'm going to take a risk.
Well, that's true. Yeah, once you're down to nothing left to lose, then you're more likely to do that. I didn't remember Gemini, which is one of the most openly obedient exchanges in the United States. Gemini was founded by the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Was one of the originals. They're apparently still around.
I always think of them as the Twinkle Toes twins.
there's not many. There really aren't very many options, and I think you're going to see more and more announcements of these slowdowns, stoppages of bank transfers, and reducing services to the United States, and it sucks.
I suspect you'll see some more opening up, but
really,
I think that's crazy. You may well, but the thing is, if that happens, it'll be people who are already bankers, already privileged, saying, "Hey." These other guys can't do anything without going to prison. In the government's eyes, they can do no right. But in the government's eyes, I can do wrong.
It'll be interesting. I'm very curious. This is something that I'm very curious about: is who's going to escape the fire, or the wrath of the government's, the bureaucrats here? Because honestly,
those are the ones you don't want to trust.
Well, honestly, most of the time, the regulations are actually proposed by industry. In order to hinder competition once an industry is
established. Yeah, but Coinbase tried that, and they got ignored and sued.
Well, hold on. But
they didn't give good head.
So this may be, and I don't know, but this may be a situation where, you know, they don't have friends in the places they need to have friends
they
in.
They tried, but they
and
don't.
And there will end up being a entity or two that remain who do have friends in government. And it'll be interesting to see who comes out unscathed. Because I'm imagining somebody's going to come out unscathed. Because they're not outright banning crypto.
Well,
so,
my advice is, if you're looking to be that guy, don't talk nice to the regulator. Send them hookers and blow.
The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. We're going to keep our eyes on this. It's already getting pretty ugly with these other exchanges just shutting down entirely, in the hopes probably that they will avoid being prosecuted if they don't exist anymore. I don't know if even that will save them, but we'll see. And so, meanwhile,
well, the thing is, if you've liquidated, you don't have as much to lose.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, and maybe they'd be less likely to go after them. But as we saw with Library, I mean, they're willing to go after the small fries as well. So they just want to send the message out there.
Well, the thing is, Library, though, they wanted to have an uncensorable way to tell the truth.
Yep, that's true.
And made them a threat. YouTube couldn't stop them, so truth is treason and the empire lies.
Yep, that's absolutely a fact. So let's change gears here and look at the dollar situation. You had brought this up earlier in the show, Chris. The news this week that Brazil has cut a deal with China to do trade internationally between the two countries in their own currencies. So it had been that they were exchanging into the U.S. dollar before they would do trades together, which seems like completely unnecessary. And why would you do that?
Because of the petrodollar.
Well, yeah, that's true. And that is something that is starting to shift. Now the two countries have said, and by the way, China is now a greater trading partner with Brazil than the U.S. It used to be that the U.S. Mm-hmm. was their number one trading partner, and now that China has replaced that. So they've decided to change the currency.
Undermine your own industries. What do you think happens?
Which, again, makes sense because, you know, they no longer have the expense of switching into dollars imposed on you.
Right.
If you have to trade in dollars anyway, trading in with the United States might make sense, but if he can trade in something else, then maybe you don't have to deal with us.
There's a cost of exchanging your Brazilian dollars for your U.S. dollars in order
to
trade.
The Brazilian real.
Yeah. Okay, real. Yeah.
So that was one of the big news this week.
It's not any more real than the dollar.
No doubt. And then there was also the news that there was a French power company that's got did the first deal with China to buy 65,000 tons, I think it was, of liquefied natural gas.
Nice.
For the yuan.
Ooh.
Instead of the dollar. So we're starting to see some dominoes falling against the dollar's dominance.
It sounds like France is getting back at the United States for those nuclear nuclear sub deal that fell through.
I don't know. See, the thing is, it was a private company. I don't know if it's owned by the government. At least I thought it was. It's an energy company.
I do believe the nuclear energy industry in France, isn't that government? I think that.
Well, this would be liquefied natural gas. So.
Well, yeah, I don't know either. Doesn't mean it's not happening without government blessing.
Yeah,
all big companies are connected to the government because if you're not connected to the government, they just loot you.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, why would a private company do this? I think it tends. I suspect there's more of a political angle here with France.
It could be that China had them over a barrel, right? Like they're paying through the nose for energy these days, and China you can't deal with Russia because the European Union has sanctions against them. So instead, Russia's selling their LNG to China. And then China's turning around, putting it on cargo
Russia's
ships.
Russia's the bank, and China's the crypto exchange. That's
and
it.
China's shipping it to
it does
Europe.
Seem kind of weird that France is buying from China, because isn't China an importer of...
Yeah, from Russia. They're getting it from Russia.
Right. So that doesn't
and they're
make
reselling
sense.
It.
Selling it.
Well, of course it makes sense.
Okay,
so the
you're an importer of
you're
computer
right.
parts,
you're right.
but you're also an exporter of them.
That's true.
yeah.
That's totally true. What I'm saying is it shouldn't make sense, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
In a world without sanctions, yes.
In a world that made sense, you'd cut out the middleman, but, you know, Zelensky, I guess, got Hunter a lot of money, and you know, now daddy's got to pay it off a thousandfold.
So here's the latest...
100 billion for 100 million.
The latest news in this area with regard to BRICS... which is the set of nations that is sort of on the rise out there, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The headline here from SilkRoadBriefing.com, posted just a few days ago, the India-based Mech Updates platform, one of the world's largest online informational platforms in terms of views, is stating that BRICS countries have now officially overtaken the G7 in share of world GDP. So as a share of global GDP, the BRICS countries together, they say, are now higher than the G7 countries. The G7, of course, is Japan, the UK, the United States, Italy, Germany, France, Canada. Biggies, right? These are huge economic powerhouses on the world stage. They have a chart that goes from back to 1995 or just before 1995 through today, showing that in 1995, there was a huge discrepancy between these countries in BRICS and their GDP compared to the world's total.
Can you tell us who's part of the BRICS?
Okay, that would be Brazil,
Russia, China, Brazil,
okay. Russia, India, China, India, and South Africa.
That's the other one. Okay, South Africa.
Mm-hmm. And there's also some other countries that were in the news this week who are supposed to be interested in applying to BRICS. So BRICS may be expanding. The theory is right now that Saudi Arabia is knocking on the door.
It'd be interesting if Canada and Mexico joined BRICS and the U.S. government got to find out how they liked having hostile powers on their board.
Well, Canada is currently a G7 nation, so the odds that they're going to break with their buddies probably pretty slim.
Wasn't Russia G7 nation?
No, I don't think so.
I thought the big ones were.
I don't know. The question is, when
maybe
was G20?
Because there's hierarchy there. There's G9 are the most corrupt people in the world, and then there's a second tier of corruption called G20.
Right. Yeah, so they're on the inside track. I don't think Canada's going anywhere, but Mexico could join.
Well, Canada, they won't move the country, I'm almost sure. That would be way too expensive.
So over the last 20, almost 30 years, the influence, or rather the GDP, again, looking at the total GDP as a share of the global total, BRICS in 1995 was just above 15%. And this year, it has crossed 30%, while the G7 countries went from 45% down to about 30%. So the cross has occurred. According to this particular organization, the India-based Meg Updates platform. So you take that as you may, but that's an interesting economic indicator here that these are countries on the rise economically. Their influence, their wealth is growing dramatically, and the U.S. is, by comparison, it seems like stagnating.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. I mean, the whole idea of having rich countries and poor countries, and having that be a stable situation for centuries, that takes a lot of violence to maintain that. Because normally what would happen is wherever labor was most expensive, jobs would leave, and they'd go to where labor was cheaper.
If we had freedom to travel.
And eventually, what you would see, freedom, there's two kinds of freedom that can give you that. Mm-hmm. Immigration will reduce wages in the higher country of people, of workers, will reduce wages in the richer countries and increase wages in the poorer country because, but the other thing is, you can also take the capital and move that where the workers are. But either way, what you're looking at is the same thing you're trying to do with any kind of arbitrage. And eventually, when you've done your job, the prices are the same. It's just like, back when we were free enough to have exchanges here, if there was a significant difference in the Bitcoin price versus, say, Bitcoin Cash between Binance and Kraken, some enterprising soul would buy it where it was cheap, sell it where it was dear, and then take what he got for selling it and take it back to where it was dear. And probably a lot of people would be doing that, and eventually those prices would equalize. So that's why the prices.
That's a good point. Yeah.
There's a thing called the efficient market theorem that basically says that all of the opportunity has already been liquidated because things are relatively homogeneous in markets. And they asked me that as an interview question at Citibank when they hired me. And I said, well, the thing about the efficient markets theorem is it neglects the fact that the reason prices stay relatively homogeneous between free zones is because people make the effort to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to be watching all the time and saying, oh, this is more expensive here, that's more expensive there, that's a trading
arbitrage.
I can arbitrage. Mm-hmm. And so the only reason that things keep working to the extent that they do is because people make the effort. The mm-hmm. only the reason that you see vast gulfs between groups of people, whether it's groups of people in one place mm-hmm. or groups of people around the world, is because somebody's using violence to keep things right. unequal.
To stand in the way, to take the opportunity out of those people's hands, for sure.
Yeah.
There's some interesting details in this story. You predicted correctly. Apparently Mexico is in talks to join BRICS.
I don't blame them a bit.
That's awesome.
They've yeah. got that eye patch McCain down on the border oh, yeah. wanting to go to war with them.
It's insane what you're yeah. talking about. And it's
oh,
not just
good
that guy.
God, I chewed him up one side of his butt and down the other day.
Well, did he see what you said, or you just posted it?
I don't know. None of them responded to me. I may just have, as far as I can tell, I may well just have one of those blocks where it's like nobody important can see me.
Yeah, you're referring...
When I say important, I mean corrupt and psychopathic.
You're referring to the proposal by the psychopath that you're referring to, and others. He's not alone on this. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the new Republican line, basically, for Republicans
yeah,
to
disarm the trans people.
Right. There's that too. But the proposal is that they want to use the U.S. military to literally have a hot war
yeah.
in Mexico against the cartels, and they actually have a bill that they have proposed to do this. It has been submitted, as I understand it. So that's happening. I mean, I don't know if it's going to pass, but they're trying their damnedest. It isn't just somebody running for president, and there are people running for president that are pushing that particular line as well.
Yeah. I think they're super butthurt that all of a sudden the Dems are doing a better job sucking up to the military-industrial mm-hmm. complex than they are.
I think it's actually them trying to one-up Trump. Because Trump is saying, you know, he's talking tough on the war on drugs. He wants to put drug dealers to death. That was the tough talk from yeah. Donald Trump. And so they're saying,
I was considering voting for him at one point mm-hmm. just because I was so sick of listening to people lie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's bad. All politicians sure. are bad. But, you know, he's not special.
And so that's what they're trying. I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to show they're tougher on crime than Trump. They're tougher on the war on drugs than Trump. How can we do that? Let's start an actual hot war with the Mexican drug cartels. So that's
seems crazy.
It is insane. It's the most insane war on drugs proposal of my lifetime. I mean, this is yeah. madness.
I mean, it sounds like something that's not going anywhere. So it's just
but don't get cocky.
The thing is, they make a lot of money off crime, and that gives them a lot of traction and power. And hey, the worst crime wave in American history is Prohibition, until the drug war came along and said, hold my beer, Prohibition, let me show you how it's done.
We got more coming up here. You can join the show. The number 603-283-6160. More time for you coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Republicans are rallying around former President Trump following the news of his indictment Thursday. Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury investigating payments to adult film actor Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign.
This is one more example of this two-tiered justice system that has so many Americans questioning the fundamental fairness of the administration of justice in our country.
Speaking on Fox News, Trump's then Vice President Mike Pence said the indictment is a political prosecution that targeted him. Arkansas is bearing the brunt of a tornado outbreak in the Midwest so far. There are reports of perhaps hundreds of injuries, widespread damage after a tornado ripped through Little Rock, Arkansas this afternoon. Then another tornado touched down to the west in the city of Wynn, where the police chief reports total destruction and is asking for help from other agencies outside of the town. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join the show here. You can bring up anything in these moments. We've got time for you. Plenty of it, actually. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Nobody and Chris joining you tonight. We're talking about the rise of BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. According to Silk Road Briefing, they're citing the India-based Mech Updates platform, showing that BRICS countries together are now exceeding the G7 countries, which are the biggies historically. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US, and the European Union together are being outpaced by BRICS for the first time in history as a share of total GDP, their GDP as a share of the global total. BRICS has crossed the G7 threshold, and G7 is on a downward turn over the last 35 years compared to BRICS, which is running up. Yeah.
The beauty of the Tao of Marcus, nature, just as the ocean seeks its balance, own level, the market should be seeking its own level. The only thing that can stop it is violent suppression.
And in other related news, according to the same story here, the BRICS is expanding. Bangladesh, Egypt, and the UAE have all just joined the BRICS New Development Bank. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like they might be involved with money. In fact, there was a
they need a new development bank.
They they had a story this week that says that BRICS is talking about, and this is one of those stories that, you know, maybe talked about for a long time, but they're talking about developing their own currency that would go between the BRICS countries. And there's hints that it may be backed by something. Now, what it's going to be backed by, it may be a, you know, a basket of different things, for instance, not just gold, but perhaps other precious things that might be of value. So it remains to be seen.
See, that's my prediction for the long term for crypto, is that one day when you look at your wallet, you're going to see cryptos that are denominated not only in gold and silver, but in pork bellies, rubber, you know, maybe iron for future future delivery.
I'm sure the crypto or the commodity futures trading commission is going to love that.
Yeah. Oh, well, the thing is...
Yeah, we're the SEC.
I'm pretty sure that if there are no dollars involved and people are just... trading this for that.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm doubtful of this.
Well, it depends. What you'd have to do, I mean, the way to start a thing like that, like what I would do if I had actual capital to do something serious, the first people I would approach would be the company that makes gold backs.
There's been talk about that.
And I'd say, look, you guys... I have a hard time keeping up with demand for your product. Okay. But you want to keep sales coming in. So here's a way that you can sell it and get paid for it a little before you can actually produce it. Now, you don't want to get into a state of imbalance.
Sure.
But also you can increase the value of the product, because all of a sudden Uncle Jim in Maine can send a few gold backs to his nephew in San Diego that he's trying to teach the value of the importance of real value by going to the coin store, trading physical gold backs for a gold backed denominated token, and then sending that token to his nephew in San Diego, who then goes to another coin shop and basically trades those tokens for physical gold backs again. So
this could happen.
I invested 6 ounces of gold in Kevin, I won't say the last name, but in Kevin's brewery, before I moved up here. This is when I was working for Citibank, and so I had to mail it from South Carolina.
That's dicey.
Well, the thing is, I wasn't going to do it without insurance. Well, the insurance cost me $100.
Wow.
And that's the thing. So you imagine if you could do that for 5 cents.
Yeah.
By sending it through a crypto-denominated token.
I know there's a lot of people talking about that.
That's real opportunity.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that before the raid, and that kind of put that aside. But there's other people who've been noodling on that particular idea for some time now, and you'll be happy to know that the Goldback folks, for listeners that don't know, Goldback is an amazingly beautiful, actual, useful, interchangeable, divisible gold currency. Gold money, or whatever you want to call it, but it's amazing. You should check it out.
There used to be a company called Gold Money back in the day.
So the Goldback company has opened up a store in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's their first store outside of Utah, where they were founded. They also have a second store they've opened in, I believe, Provo, Utah, as well. So right now they've actually got 3, I believe, different locations where people can go in and they can exchange goldbacks for cash or exchange cash for goldbacks. So the only thing they don't have going on right now is the actual digital version of that. I imagine this SEC situation probably has them pretty scared to do that, but I can't speak for them. I don't know. I don't think it should,
because basically what they would be offering would be the equivalent of a gift certificate. As a matter of fact, that's how I would market it. is I would say, oh, we sell gift certificates. Mm. Everybody sells gift certificates. You know, mm-hmm. It would be really hard to sell to a jury that every company in the world can put out gift certificates except for Goldback.
Well, I don't know. These juries, it's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
They seem to be pretty persuadable.
I mean, they're so lopsided.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately, they are frequently made up of people who weren't smart enough to figure out how to get out of jury duty.
Yeah, so in regards to BRICS, the Mexican government looks to be joining, apparently poised to join BRICS, according to this story here. They'll be seen as a direct affront to Mexico's U.S. relations and a sign that global economies, even on America's border, are having serious doubts about the U.S. ability to trade on fair and equal terms. The BRICS 5 now contribute 30...
It's so nice to see the little guys getting together and saying, we can take this bully.
Yeah. I mean, they're all bullies.
Especially when we have to live with the bully.
They're all thugs, but I don't mind seeing the thugs fighting each other.
But, yeah. But the most powerful thug is the most satisfying to watch.
Indeed. All right, so what else do we need to know here? The current BRICS 5 now contribute 31.5% of global GDP, while the G7 share has fallen to 30%. The BRICS is expected to contribute over 50% of global GDP by 2030, with the proposed enlargement almost certainly bringing that forward, meaning if they're adding new countries, obviously that's going to be the case. China's GDP actually overtook that of the U.S. in 2015 when comparing economies in purchasing parity terms. This will usher in significant global changes, exactly the sentiment that Chinese President Xi Jinping stated in his parting words to Russian President Vladimir Putin as he departed Moscow back to Beijing following their summit last week. The main issue is that the BRICS grouping, including proposed new members, are very much in China and Russia's orbit, with the G7, including the EU and the United States, losing traditional influence among them. And at the same time, they don't really address it in this story that I can see. But at the same time, the dollar is going to be losing its influence as well. Because if these BRICS countries are on the rise, all they have to say is, hey, look, between ourselves, we're done with the dollar trades. They already did it between China and Brazil. And if that's an indicator of things to come, then you can expect it between the rest of BRICS coming soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, Putin and Xi, even though I hate you both individually and collectively, I'll give you a piece of advice, because you've never done me any harm, and the American government has. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is welcome the crypto refugees. I know they're doing weird stuff that you don't understand, but welcome them to do it, because they'll be making money and they'll be spending it where you are. And when you want to get in on the game, instead of trying to muscle in on what they're doing, I know you've both been buying gold for a long time. So here's what you do. What I said about gold backs works just as well for your gold reserves. That's how companies used to do before the United States robbed the entire world with Bretton Woods.
Yeah, it's hard to be too optimistic that governments and central banks are going to return to a backing status for their currency. But if they did, the BRICS countries would just take over economically.
That's the thing. We don't need them to be altruistic. Mm-hmm. We need greedy, greedy bastards. People so greedy that they'll let other people get rich if only they can get even richer.
They have to get rid of the printing press, and it's hard for greedy people to, you know, push that concept away. But let's
the problem is if they're greedy and hateful, like the U.S. government is greedy and hateful. They want to get rich, and they want to see everybody else starve.
Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
All right. You guys are all on precious metals and crypto and whatnot. You know why they call the cops?
And drugs.
Why is that?
Because back in the day, they used to have copper buttons. Mm. They gave them semi-valuable buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where the cop thing came from.
I did not know that. Very good. Learned something new tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, and the sheriff that called in earlier from Arizona there, you know, all the stuff that we've already paid for to build this wall that never happened?
Yeah.
We are now paying 50 or maybe 500, I can't remember. Sometimes the zeros get lost in my mind when they tell me these things. $1 million a year just to store all this stuff.
Well, hell. $50 million I mean, here and a half a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Well, if they'd have scrapped it, they probably could have got 2.5. They said they're going to keep paying for something that may or may not ever happen. Who knows?
They really ought to just let all their cousins steal it and save us some money.
Major, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
I just want to mention about that, you know, the bricks or something.
Yes.
She's
on topic. Wow, go ahead.
No, I mean, I was going to talk about something else, but I thought it was kind of pertinent. Because you know that, okay, Brazil, remember the Bolsonaro, who was a right-wing Republican president? And then we got Lula da Silva, which is the left-wing. And so basically more communist.
That's correct. So there's been a change out in the Brazilian government in the last year or so.
Lula da Silva, it's a left-wing president. And so correct. They are communists, and so therefore they're friendly with China. That makes sense.
Well, they were already with BRICS, under the previous guy.
Yeah, Brazil is terrible when it comes to socialism. They completely undermine business there. If you go there and you like want to buy a PlayStation or something like that, you end up paying like 4 times what it would be in the United States.
They got all kinds of import rules, right?
If we try to ship like a laptop to Brazil, it's going to be twice the price minimally.
Wow.
And then you're going to have to, whoever sells it in Brazil is going to have to obviously mark that up probably a lot.
Isn't that because they want to protect Brazil manufacturers supposedly,
but it
hurts the consumer.
Brazil doesn't actually have any manufacturing, so what happens
if nobody can get computers down there, nobody's going to learn.
Well, the way they sort of
do it,
they don't. It's not really working around it. But what happens with the computer industry is they manufacture it in China, they disassemble the parts, they ship the parts in, and they reassemble it, not actually having manufactured anything.
God.
So it's really expensive.
Wow.
Believe it or not, France, Italy, Canada, and Mexico, that you talk about their allegiance.
I don't know what just happened to her. Her audio completely cut. Her line is still there. Sarah? All right, well, thanks for trying. So
I listen to her talk, like, whenever people call in, I always kind of have an image in my mind of what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, she always looks like AOC.
Maybe an older version. She's apparently part...
she doesn't sound like
Asian.
She's older.
She's part Asian.
She sounds like she's the same age, and she's got that kind of perky thing going on, you know? I mean, she's
Let's talk about computers here, Chris, and the Restrict Act. I know you've been chomping at the bit to comment on this. I know they covered it on Wednesday night.
It's so honestly named, I'm surprised. What are we going to do? We're going to restrict you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Normally it's like Patriot and stuff like that seems more innocent.
The American Freedom Act.
Yeah.
Inflation
Prevention Act.
I have heard people call this Patriot 2.0, the Patriot Act 2.0.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
This is being proposed. It's
4.0 by now.
It's under auspices of this attack on TikTok. That's how it's being portrayed in the mainstream media, as though this is just going to be going after TikTok, China bad, TikTok bad, but this is much worse than that, Chris?
It basically gives bureaucrats the ability to arbitrarily restrict anything they want.
On the internet.
Yeah, basically.
They don't need a law.
It's not even really necessarily on the internet.
Oh.
It's any kind of apps or... anything basically. Any
everything
kind of technology.
Has a nexus with the internet, anything would be controllable.
So basically, people have been kind of freaking out that it's going to like ban VPNs, which stands for virtual private networks.
Yeah,
but that's like not even the thing that's going to affect most people, because most people aren't using VPNs. They're popular, really popular these days, but it's not like it's going to affect the most people on the internet. But
when VPNs are outlawed, only outlaws will have VPNs.
But what will is SSL. It's
secure socket layer.
Yeah, it's not technically what we use, but it's all based That's the history of it, and that's what we call
it's
it.
It's the same technology, MLS and SSL.
There's newer versions, effectively.
The same.
But this is the thing that secures websites.
This
right?
undermines every single website. And actually, VPN is based around SSL. If they're banning a VPN, they're also banning SSL, effectively, because it's one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Their same libraries are used for VPN. They're using SSL libraries in many VPN protocols.
So
okay. I'll PGP up my packets and send them over a clear text.
That's also going to be potentially regulated under the Act. They don't specify like what's going to be regulated because that's arbitrarily going to be
open
decided by the bureaucrat that gets the regulator that gets created and put in charge of this.
Okay.
So they're gearing up to do the same thing to the internet that they've been doing to crypto.
So they can also ban cryptocurrencies with this act. Mm. They can ban anything they want, basically.
And this is under the idea of we're gonna hurt China somehow.
Yeah, and they're selling this as, it's to ban TikTok. Well, this doesn't just ban TikTok. If you wanted to ban TikTok, you could introduce a bill that banned TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
This does so much more than that because it's so broad, it allows the regulator to ban whatever they feel is a threat willy-nilly.
It's almost like, I mean, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I would think that they specifically MK-Ultra'd the hell out of that person who shot up the school down in Nashville specifically to get the conservatives saying, we need red flag laws, which they've been saying, anybody who's trans is crazy and they shouldn't be able to keep and bear arms. And it's like they're doing the same strategy with this, that Democrats hate freedom and Republicans hate China, so why don't they get together?
Yeah.
So listen to this. The bill, if passed, it would cover information and communication technology products. So we're not just talking about, applications or websites or software or protocols. We're talking about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could be a dial-up modem so that you can't dial into Canada to bypass that's literally how broad this is. Products and services. So also services. So we're not just talking about physical products or protocols.
Okay.
Also services. Products and service holdings that pose undue or unacceptable risks. Now, who's deciding that?
This is a bureaucrat. Federal government.
The bureaucrat. Yeah. An arbitrary.
And
a
not Congress,
have an arbitrary.
Just,
right. So
the same guy who was stealing all the luggage out of the airport. That's the kind of guy who's going to be making these decisions.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely crazy. They're using phrases like desktop programs, mobile apps, gaming platforms. Yes, gaming platforms, payment solutions, web applications, and much more. I don't even know how to. I mean, I don't think you could. I would have a hard time coming up with a bill that could be more broad than this one.
Now, this is basically. It sounds like it's an attack on privacy, right? Like, because
for sure.
They're saying VPN's bad. They're saying secure
privacy
layers
and security
are bad because
privacy,
China
security and speech.
I mean, VPNs are used to secure the internet, like your ATM. Do you really want your ATM information that connects the ATM to the banking network to be unsecured?
Well, what if China's in that ATM? We need to be able to find out if China's hiding in there.
That doesn't even make any sense. China doesn't have control over the ATM.
How do we know that?
Because you're using the VPN to secure
it. What if it's a Chinese VPN?
Oh, my God.
China, China, China.
Okay, so.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean.
But that's what this is. They're looking at China. They're using the fear.
I was hoping we'd get it.
China.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
They're using the fear surrounding China, which, of course, as you pointed out earlier, nobody has not threatened us in any way, shape, or form. But they're using.
I'll tell you, when they drive a tank into my house, I'll be mad at them too. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. What else?
So I guess this is the scary part of this. So if you go to a website that uses SSL, which is every website on the internet today.
Every website with HTTPS.
Every single website on the internet today is SSL enabled because Google doesn't support non-SSL-enabled websites, and most people are using Chromium, I believe, is the biggest browser.
It's not just Google. Firefox. I found this out when Google did it. Did it to me. I couldn't make an HTTP connection from Firefox. I couldn't make one from Brave. I couldn't make one from Chromium. I had to fire up links. And curl.
This is, you're talking about a browser that's so obscure that not even like...
I'm talking about text-based browsers that run in a terminal window.
I use those in the early 90s.
I love them.
They still exist, and they're still useful, actually, for people who work on like Linux and Unix systems when they don't want to have to like open up a graphical browser and they're working from a terminal already.
The problem is, you can't even do a Google search without JavaScript. I actually fired up a Perl library the other day, and so I could figure out how to talk to Google without having JavaScript enabled.
Yeah. So this is the scary part. So we're talking about if a user, basically everybody on the internet, comes into they're going to be guilty of breaking this law, and the punishment for violators here. 20 years in jail and up to $1 million fine or both.
They only give you a couple of months for raping children.
This is worse than the Chinese Great Firewall.
Yeah,
I mean, it's absolutely
remember when
insane.
They were supposedly such tyrants because they had the Great Firewall of China? Then America came along and said, hold my beer, Chinese folks. Let me show you how it's done.
We should not be emulating China when it comes to internet, or any kind of technology.
Are they worse than the American government, or are they just more honest than the American government about what they do?
I'm going to have to move to China for more freedom.
I don't know. I'm thinking what we really need is, like, the French people obviously have a pair of stones, but they don't have any guns, and so the cops were just brutalizing them. But they just, they kept coming back. Man, somebody needs to go up there, set up some 3D printers, and start selling guns to the French.
Unfortunately, the French are just angry because they don't get, they're trying to raise the retirement age, so they get angry whenever they're asked to work more.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes I don't want to work either. I mean, I want to work all the time, but I love what I do. I don't want to go work in a grocery store.
They just want their government money sooner. That's all.
But,
that's all they want.
But the thing is,
the socialists.
The thing is, they could have that because the French government wastes a lot of money on war too. So if they set up a cryptocurrency and privately and voluntarily put energy into that, they could use that to achieve their desires.
Out of time tonight. You can join us tomorrow online. In the meantime, we are at freetalklive.com. Check out Chris at freedomdecrypted.com for his show. See you tomorrow.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.